Continue with the Hilchos Halacha Aleph in the first parak. V'chein balei chatois v'ashamois. Even a person that had the obligation of bringing a korban, whether a chatos or an osham, but that in and of itself does not take the place of tshuva. It's one of the steps in the process of tshuva, a mandatory step in the midrash stud, but it does not exonerate one in and of itself. But rather, the Rambam tells us, Beishim Avir Korban Oseyan, at the time they bring their korban, al shigagosan, al zdainam, whether they brought it for a shaygeg, sometimes that osham is bought for a korban, an osham could be bought for a korban b'mezer, like a false shvua, etc. So that's who he's referring to, an osham, because a chatas, of course, is not bought for a mezer. In miskapalahem b'korbanam achiyasu tshuva, the korban does not expiate them until they have actually done tshuva together with it. This is a very central notion, and we've suffered greatly that among Jews that are unlettered, they formulate notions of Yahadus in accordance with the worldly notions that they're familiar with. Sacrifices in the minds of the modern Western man are a pagan rite. And rightfully so, the modern mind is revolted by the very notion. If I've sinned, why will I find kapara by killing an animal? If you tell me that I have to do tshuva, I understand. But that's very far and distant from our notion of a korban. And as the Rambam spells out, tshuva is necessary as part and parcel of the process of the korban. Without that, there's no kapara. The korban really serves an entirely different role. That Chazal tell us that tshuva, what level does tshuva exist? Why does it exist? One response in a very famous medrash, we'll only look at one snip of it. They asked Chochma, and Chochma said, a nefesh achotas tomos. One that sin should die? If yom acholacham imenum was tomos. You've rebelled against the Rabbeinu Shalom, you have no place in this world. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom is the machadish of tshuva. And yet, the notion of a nefesh achodas tomos remains. And therefore, when we bring the korban, what we are expressing is the fact that in reality, chet is a merida, is a rebellion against the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the notion of a nefesh achodas tomos is a very appropriate one. And the reality is that the korban should not be the animal, we should be the korban. Not as a sacrifice, but if we have not lived up to the dictates of the Rabbeinu Shalom, then we have no place in this world. It is only a result of the Midas HaRachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it was Mechadosh Tshuva and Mechadosh Erech HaPayim, and consequently we have the opportunity to do Tshuva, and the Ramchal speaks of this at great length in the Mesilas Yisroel. So we bring the Korban, in fact, to say to the contrary, that tshuva is a chiddush. We should not even be able to get off with tshuva. And it's a special chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom that has granted us the possibility of tshuva. So the korban underscores, in fact, the severity of the chetz. But the kapora only comes achiyasa tshuva. V'yizvadu vidu dvorim. And the same way that we recite the Vidui on Yom Kippur, the one that brings the korban has to recite the Vidui. Shenemar v'zvado asher choto aleho. The one that sinned has to recite the Vidui when he brings the korban. And this is, and the Rambam draws the parallel very, very well. V'chein kol mechayu mechuyu v'emisus bezdin, u'mechuyu v'emalchus. A person that, al pidin, is supposed to get capital punishment. So he's forfeiting his life. So he's not, he doesn't have an animal as the standard. In his case, he actually has to give up his life. Or one that gets the malchus is in miskapur lehen b'misosan. Even their death is not a kapara. Or will they kiyosan, or while they get their malchus, achiyasa tshuva yizvada, they have to do tshuva yizvada. That's what Chazal say, that a person that gets mitzvahs bezdin, that call them mizvadim, yesh lehem chelek l'olam habo. They do tshuva, that's zeichet l'olam habo. But the parallel is a very strong parallel, because the korban really is parallel to the one that gets the mitzvahs bezdin. Except that the rabbeinu shalom was b'chadash tshuva, and be the sarachal. V'chein ha-choyvel b'chaveiro, b'hamazik m'mono. There's a very famous piece. Stipler talks about it at the very beginning of his analysis of Masechta Bava Kamma, and he goes through many sources for it. And I believe it stems yet from Reb Chaim before him, that a chayvul b'chaveiro of a mazik mamono. If I do business with you and I buy something from you, so I owe you money. So I bought $100,000 in goods. So I give you $100,000 in cash, and that's it. We're even. That's it. You gave me $100,000 in goods. The price is $100,000. I give you $100,000. Shalom Yisrael. So I always ask my talmidim. I ask my talmidim when we start Bava Kamma. Suppose I get my thrills from breaking things. That's what I like to do. So I'll go to your house one morning, and I'll look inside. I'll make sure the living room is empty. I'll take a brick and I'll throw it through the front window. And I'm not going to run away. Then I'll come ring the bell. And I'll say, how much does it cost to fix the window? Okay, here's cash. See you. So what's the deal? Is everything fine or not? Oh, you told me you left tircha. Pay you for your tircha, your time. I'll pay you for that too. Pay you well. Pay you well.
You still
pay. You still belong. So. Stipler's mavar. It goes back to the kadmonim. That nezek is an iser too. It's not only a financial, it's not a business matter that I threw something through your window and I pay you when it's settled. It's not buying diamonds from you. I'm not allowed to damage you. And therefore, a chayvul b'chaveiro. Suppose I physically damaged another person. I hurt him. Or even less than that, for hamazik mamono. I threw a brick through his window. Ava b'shashilam lo mashu chayim lo. I paid him everything now for all the damages. I made everything good, made amends. Eino miskaper, he will not receive kapora from the Rabbeinu Shalom, achi yizvade, until he says, tshuva v'yoshu milasas kezel oilam. And he will not go back to this again. Being damaging someone else, besides the financial part, it's a chet. And this goes through, it's through all the whole realm of the Menon HaChavero. It's a chet, just as a chet of Benod Lamakom. Even when there's a financial dimension, I've made good on the financial dimension. It's one dimension, but it's still a chet. Actually, it's vade, v'yoshu, milasas, kezel o'ilam. Until I do tshuva. Shenemer mikol chato isa odom. But all the averus that a person does, the person has to recite the vidu and do tshuva. So the Rambam, the first halacha, tells us of how sweeping the necessity of tshuva is. It touches ben odol labokim, it touches ben odol lachaveru, it touches physical harm to another person, it touches financial harm to another person. They're all chaton. And we cannot stand properly before the Rabbeinu Shalom if we haven't done tshuva for them. The realization that tshuva really encompasses the full realm of Benod Lamokum and Benod Lachaveiro, and that the korban, in fact, underscores the severity of chet. And it's only from a recognition, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ki ra umar ozvo yes Hashem. Only if we recognize that having sinned is something grievous and bitter, in our association with the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the first step in coming to do tshuva. If it's no big deal, then what do I have to do tshuva for? It's only when I realize how significant the chet is, what its consequences are, what the consequences should be, lulei rachmei Hashem, that we can find the energy to do tshuva. Be like your voice. Yeah.